I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Well, coming up on show 397, Tesla launches a new product in Europe. Nissan's Leaf E-Plus orders appear to be very healthy. And we officially say goodbye to the Chevy Volt. Those stories, many more, and your answers to question of the week coming up on today's show. Happy Sunday. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. In fact, wherever you are in the world, welcome to EV News Daily. It is Sunday, 24th of Feb today. My name is Martin Lee. I've been through every EV story I can find today, picked out the ones to save you time. Thank you to myev.com. You might think that they're a website about buying and selling EVs. I think they're actually also the same as I am about saving you time. I think that is a website all about time saving. You are busy, right? An extra 5 minutes in your day is worth so much to you. There's a website there that only lists EVs. Save time at myev.com. Thank you very much to all of our Patreon supporters. I'll thank our exec producers and above at the end of the show, as we like to do at the weekends. My weekend watch recommendation is the Fully Charged channel with Johnny Smith having a look at the brand new Audi e-tron. It's a proper SUV. It's an expensive car, very heavy, as he talks about. And also, he talks to one of the guys from Audi. And look, it's almost a half-hour video. It's shot so beautifully by the Fully Charged team. It's edited wonderfully. It's presented effortlessly by Johnny, as always. He does talk to one of the team from Audi about how many Audi e-trons they're going to be making.
In terms of production, has Audi confirmed figures for how many of these cars they intend to be able to build at the Brussels factory?
We do not, tell the numbers that we see, but you can easily imagine that we have an entire factory only producing e-trons.
It will just be e-trons?
Just e-trons. Wow. Out of the Brussels factory.
Yes.
You might know that you can only run an efficient car production when you come close to, let's say, 100,000 cars a year. So it is pretty clear that we do not calculate with 10,000 cars a year.
Yes.
Because we want to earn money with those cars.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the technology makes no sense.
Absolutely.
And the feedback that we get from the markets, that we get from customers, yeah, is that, yes, this is exactly what customers want to buy. So we believe that this really will be a high volume product.
Searched Fully Charged on YouTube. They've got a Patreon as well where you can catch all of their stuff first, and you can watch that on YouTube right now if you want to. Let's start with some Tesla news, but nothing to do with cars. Oh no, let me rewind. Let's start with some car news. I don't know how I feel about this. Let me give you the story and maybe you'll make up your mind how you feel about it. The first ever Model 3 to arrive in Europe was delivered to, well, I'm not going to say his name, and you'll know why. It was a gentleman who was pictured very widely on the internet. In fact, he has pinned to the top of his Twitter the post that he put on, that he was the very first person to get a Tesla Model 3 in Europe a couple of weeks ago. I think Elon or the official Tesla account retweeted it and said congratulations. There was a picture of him doing the big thumbs up photo shoot of him getting in his grey Tesla Model 3. He's clearly, by pinning the tweet to the top of his Twitter, enjoying all of the success and the notoriety that brings. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people now know who he is. He's selling the car. I think that's a bit sucky, don't you? It really says to me that this person didn't want a Model 3 to drive and love and take their friends and family out and enjoy and put 100,000 miles on and know that it's still got plenty more to go, because they're selling it. I mean, look, this person's personal situation could have changed. There could be a million and one reasons why they now need to sell that car, maybe even at a profit for what they paid for it. But they've certainly enjoyed all of the fame that came with it, and 2 weeks later, it's now on the market. We don't know the reason why, but I think it's probably highly likely that maybe he didn't want a Model 3 all along, but he did quite want to be one of the first ones, and as he was the very first one, maybe there's a bit of money to be made or not. I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersions, but I kind of feel weird about this story. I love people who buy these cars and just drive and drive and drive them, take their friends out, come, you know, give them a test drive, get it insured, let them drive the thing. Anyway, I haven't quite worked out how I feel about that, but maybe you've got a feeling and opinion either way. Let's stay with Tesla, but nothing to do with the cars. Tesla's rolling out new hardware in the form of its backup gateway for Powerwall in the UK and Europe. Oh my goodness, I would love a Powerwall. I haven't even got solar. It only kind of really makes sense. You've got a big solar array, but I would love a Powerwall. Big battery on the side of my garage. We moved recently, finally got myself a garage and a driveway, more off-road parking. Oh, I'd love a Powerwall. I think they're kind of busy making batteries for cars at the moment, but maybe one day. Well, actually, you know what? I left my job 2 days ago. There's no chance I'm buying a Powerwall. However, there is a new product that's being launched, and it's new hardware, Backup Gateway 2. It detects grid outages and switches to become your home's energy source, protecting your home from a power outage, keeping your lights on, your phones charged, no puddles of water under the fridge. I know what people say these days, like power cuts are pretty rare, but it depends. Like, I live in a town now. I live in a seaside town in the south of England. We probably only had a couple of power cuts in the last year. Where I used to live in the countryside, we had power cuts all the time. Not quite enough to have a generator, like a diesel or a petrol generator, but enough to be a big inconvenience to get home from work, and the light on my oven, my cooker would be flashing, the light on the VCR or the bedside alarm clock flashing, and you think, oh, it's because there's been a power cut, they've reset themselves. If only we'd had a power wall. I didn't think to myself at the time, power walls didn't exist. In the event of a power outage, Backup Gateway 2 disconnects the home electrical system from your big pipe coming in from the street, from your utility provider, and it restores power to your home. Whereas traditional solar systems shut down during a grid outage, they are grid connected. If you see that phrase, grid connected solar system, it's not standalone like a log cabin in the forest. It needs the grid to be connected for the solar to work. And if you have a power cut, you see your solar doesn't work. Whereas with the new Backup Gateway 2 for the Powerwall, it carries on working. The solar will continue to operate. Powerwall detects the outage, disconnects from the grid, gets your home back on all less than a second, fractions of a second, actually. The Tesla app on your phone, just like the app on your phone for your car, the app on your phone tells you that it's happened, and it allows you to manage your home power consumption, maybe turn a few things off in case it's going to be a long power cut. Each Powerwall has about 13 and a half kilowatt hours of usable storage on. You can use the app to then monitor how your Powerwall is working, and when you've got solar, some PV on your roof as well, it'll even continue to recharge from the solar. So when you know, if you think about it, if you have a low enough usage in a sunny enough climate, it would run indefinitely. As well as replacing non-Backup Gateway 1 in Europe, the new Backup Gateway 2 unlocks, says Tesla, faster connectivity, stronger connection for reliable real-time insights into how your home is using energy. I was talking to someone recently, again, I had a meeting that I can't really talk about, but this person is a CEO, very influential, very interested in, you know, my take on things like EVs and energy. And I was saying to him, I never really noticed how many kilowatt hours I was using, at what time of day, and how dirty or clean the grid was until I got an EV. And that tends to be quite a common story, that if you're not an EV owner yet, if you're just EV curious, let me tell you, one of the things that really changes when you're driving an EV is you become so much more aware of how much energy your house is using. You learn what a kilowatt hour is. I mean, you know already, but also when you're using it and how much it's costing you and all those kind of things. And so this is interesting. People get EVs, they get solar, they get interested in energy usage, how to use less energy, and even when you use it as well. Easy to install, says Tesla. Rolling out, this quote, by the way, from a Tesla spokesperson, and I quote, rolling out in the UK this month, the new backup gateway 2 for Powerwall enables a number of significant new features here and around the world for customers. It's the first time that backup hardware is available for Powerwall in Europe, and we're excited to bring new functionality alongside increased connectivity, a new design, and easier installation, end quote. Like I say, I'd love one. No chance at the moment, but who knows? If certain new ventures get off the ground and maybe one day I'll treat myself to a Powerwall, that'd be a very, very cool toy. I don't suppose it ever really pays for itself for most people. Maybe it does. It's just my wife and I. No kids yet, so we're very, very low consumers of electricity. So I think I'd ever save money by buying one, but wouldn't it be cool to own one? The Nissan Leaf. Let's move on to that. Nissan announced earlier this month that it's had more than 3,000 pre-orders for the new 62 kilowatt hour 3.0 limited edition here in Europe. They only plan to make 5,000 this year, says Mark Kane at InsideEVs.com, according to Ken Ramirez. Now, Ken is Nissan Europe's senior VP of sales and marketing. The first 1,000 of them all happened in the first 24 hours after the announcement. Then 3,000 were reached mid-January, which seems to be just several days after the price was announced. The interest is so high that Nissan said that they will need to recalibrate their expectations. How do car... You know, we had this story a couple of days ago with Hyundai and Kia, recalibrating how many they have to make. They've been selling EVs forever! How did they not know that 5,000 wasn't enough? I don't know. They said they need to recalibrate their expectations. There will be a queue of customers waiting for electric cars. It seems to be the case with every new and compelling EV these days. There's a huge demand and a big supply issue. Not quite sure what's behind this story, but maybe it's battery supply, maybe it's... Who knows? Who knows? But come on, Nissan, surely you could have made 20,000 of them this year and still sold all of them pretty quickly, especially when your competitors, the Kona, the e-Niro, are on 12-month waiting lists. Anyway, moving on. The Chevy Volt is a car at the other end of the spectrum, the other end of the scale. It's a car that's finally coming to the end of its run. The Chevy Volt is now officially had its plug pulled. The plug-in hybrid helped kickstart the EV revolution and will no longer roll from the assembly plant, says Dominic at Inside EVs. It truly marks the end of an era. The car was really attractive to those who felt the all-electric couldn't completely fulfill their needs. The 2019 edition could do 53 miles on the EPA range, so that's pretty realistic before the gas engine ever kicked in. I talked to people, listeners to this podcast, fans of the show. Every Volt owner seems to be a raving fan of it. So many people never ever use the gas engine for nearly all of their journeys. It was a huge sales success in some parts of the US. Last year, it edged out the Bolt, its sibling the Bolt, on the Inside EV's plug-in sales scorecard by a few hundred units. It's a real shame to see that car going. The original reason given was they're shutting down the factory in which it's made, but... That factory is staying open until 2020, making polluting cars anyway. And finally, the new images have leaked of a Peugeot 208 all electric. It's called the E208. The E208 is a small city car, by the way. I know there's some markets, if you're listening to this around the world, that don't get this kind of car. The owners of Peugeot and Citroën, they're called PSA. I don't think that this is going to be a big seller in America. It won't even be on sale in the USA because it's a small city car. It's not the kind of car that I think would sell a load in the USA. It's very kind of European, and it's got a 50 kilowatt hour battery. That's good for 186 miles or 300 Ks. One rumour says that later in the year, there's going to be a 72 kilowatt hour version coupled with a 150 kilowatt motor, more of a hot hatch kind of style, very long range. Look, it's a small city car. People already complaining about the range on a 50 kilowatt hour battery, saying it's not enough. Look, let me tell you, my car has a 22 kilowatt hour battery and it's always enough for the journeys that we do. I popped up to London a couple of weeks ago for an EV meetup. I stopped on the way, I got myself a McDonald's breakfast as a treat. My wife wasn't with me, she didn't know. I'm meant to be good at the moment, we're going on holiday very soon. I am not beach body ready. Was I ever? So, It's just not a 50 kilowatt hour battery would be a luxury for me. Anyway, people are saying that it's not big enough. Look, the Zoe is the biggest selling EV in Europe at the moment in the last couple of months, and that's got a 41 kilowatt hour usable battery. It's plenty enough. Anyway, let's move on to, I love this bit of the show. It's your bit of the show. It's question of the week. And we were asking you about startups. Is there room for startups in the EV space? Or are the big established makers getting into, with Volkswagen, with the ID, with Mercedes, with the EQC, Audi e-tron, Jaguar I-Pace, now they're all coming along, they're going to squeeze out the startups. Let's start with YouTube, because I sometimes neglect YouTube a little bit. We'll start with YouTube, and Edouard Pertinez says, I'm pretty sure there's room for a new car manufacturer coming in the future. The ICE market, the fossil engine market, was a pretty closed one. Not only did you have to create the engine, there was very expensive and strict pollution regulation. Good. Not strict enough. Once the bar was high enough, nobody could really enter the market. But the EV market, you don't have those regulations on pollutions. You do have motors, but they're not as expensive, and you can source them from third parties. In a few years, there'll be plenty of those on the market. Loads of battery packs in a few years' time. The battery packs are still very much limited in terms of their supply. So he says, yes, hello to Bill B on YouTube. I remember when the big three in Detroit had it all in the US. Take a look at the number of automakers selling very well in the US now. There's always room for a good deal in the good old US of A. A startup will have to have exceptional styling, performance, and a price point, along with service. It's a tough challenge in today's market, but a company like Byton might make it, he says. Cars from China will be the next invasion. Hello to Frederick Sternkob. I believe there is room for startups in luxury and performance EVs only, like Rivian, and room in the commercial vehicle market. Rambler Andy, who has been chatting away to me recently and on YouTube, says there's plenty of room for startups, especially if they come as well prepared as Rivian. However, I wonder whether there'll be another Tesla. That led the Vanguard. Doing a Tesla is a great way to establish a brand, but it's a rocky old road, and the product has to be better than what's currently out there. That was easier when all there was 10 years ago was fossil fuel vehicles. So maybe Tesla will survive as they are, but the rest of these startups are going to be snapped up by either automotive companies who are too late or tech companies who've got money to spend to get into the game. Amazon could easily acquire the rest of Rivian and just make it a complete subsidiary rather than them being an investor. GM could easily snap up a startup. Yeah, very easily. And none of them have production vehicles yet, but they do have EV design and electrical expertise. Hello to DRK. DRK on YouTube says, we have plenty of room for startups. Tesla will not be the only one to make it, as they have ushered in the new era. There are some fundamental hardships the big traditional companies are facing. As for the flood of cars, which is how I posed the question, by the way, that's me he's referring to. I said there's a flood of German cars coming soon. He says, or she says, DRK says, the numbers don't support that. There is plenty more demand than availability and limited choice in price, style, and segment. Neil E. Roberts from Sussex EVs says, whenever there is a major industry disruption, and electrification of transport is definitely a major disruption, the incumbents always struggle to shift. He says, some make it, many won't. It tends to give new companies who are small and more agile lots of chances to grab market share. I think that in the next 10 years, many of the well-known brands will have gone completely or merged with others. Thank you, Neil. Yeah, I know that feeling, actually. On Friday, I left my job, my career as well, a 22 sort of 25-year radio career. I ended up running, looking after big national radio stations for a business that has 3,000 employees. And yeah, I mean, I've experienced the most part of my career working for very, very big, established, slow-moving companies. And what I'll be doing next is much more like a startup. It's much more going to be a real something that I needed as well, but also, you know, just the things I've been working on already, just making decisions quickly and getting them done, and then people enjoying these products that we're making and thinking, man, this is in a microcosm of my own experience is probably a fraction of what, you know, if you are making hundreds of thousands of cars a year, you can't just immediately pivot to EVs. You've got to do it slowly and strategically and all the time. There's this disruption going on. It's fascinating, right? Leanne Roberts. Yes, if you are wondering why I've gone from Neil to Leanne. Absolutely, there's room for startups, but if the current car manufacturers have shown, it's going to take some considerable investments. Many automakers have failed to predict in terms of supply and demand. Examples being the Niro, the Kona, the e-Golf. I say bring it on. Hello to John, and John, who is Beardy McBeardface, by the way, on the socials. He says, regarding question of the week, definitely space for startups. They will bring the greatest innovations to market. Legacy car makers will play it safe. We're not seeing anything that makes me go, wow, he says, from VW Nissan. But Sono Motors, with its built-in solar panels, he says, wow. Now, John has also started a new group here in the UK. He says, can you please give a little plug for Kent EVs? We talk about Sussex EVs. Congratulations to Kent EVs. So if you are in that part of the UK and you want to join up a group of like-minded people, you can join Kent EVs on your socials. Go just search for that, Google that, and you will find them. Hey, let's set a brand new question of the week then. I love this bit. We get to ask you what you think of this new topic. Thanks to myev.com as always. Here we go. New question is, where did you or where will you buy an EV from? I'd love to make a list of places that you recommend, the best places out there, the best markets around the world, the best dealers or dealerships, the best companies who are making EV buying a pleasure. Let's shine the spotlight on the good ones. Where did you buy, or where will you buy, an EV from? Oh, I really hope someone says I used myev.com. Oh, goodness me. Right, I want to say a heartfelt thank you to the 193 patrons of the podcast. Thank you for making this show with me. It's an honour to have you as a supporter. If anybody is listening to this and you want me to add your name to the list, check out what it's all about. It's called Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. It's a website which people go on, creators, artists, songwriters, poets, people with real talent, and then idiot podcasters like me, that just talking really, which is not much of a talent, also go on there, and you can support producers if you want to support their work, and they look after all of the billing. If you're interested, by the way, in case you haven't, you are a supporter, or you didn't. So Patreon take 5%. So you support $10, and I'm getting everything apart from that 5% they take. And then there's a slight dollars to pounds conversion. And actually, while I'm talking about it, if you're really interested, there's no other fees that Patreon take. And I thought that's a good way, right, of supporting your favourite creators. Thank you to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, that's EF.Energy here in the UK, big commercial solar projects. Hello to the gang at electricmotoring.net. If you're in the Chicago area, and I've had people email me to say, hey, I've contacted since I heard about it on the podcast, that will be electricmotoring.net. You want to look for in the Chicago area, Model 3, Model S, Model X, maybe a day, a weekend, a week, who knows, if you're flying in. And hello to Brad Crosby as well, our premium partner of the podcast hire. Thank you very much, Brad, for your support since the beginning of the year. One of our earliest supporters, David Allen. David, thank you so much. OEM Audio of New Zealand and evpower.co.nz and Sasha Pallenberg and John, who's Beardy McBeardface. Thank you for being partners of the show. And of course now, Kent EVs. And hello to our executive producers of the podcast as well. Alan Robson, Alex Banahini, Alexander Frank, who is doing his own thing on his YouTube channel called Alex's Universe, reviewing EVs. Hello to Harold Gear Skalsveen. Hello to Ashley Hill, Bjard Fuchstack, Barry Peniston, Bob Muir from gingercomputers.com, Borislav Borisov, Brent Kingsford, Brian Thompson, Brian Weatherall, Brian Young, and his podcast, ConfT.show. Says Archery Hello, Chris Benson, Chris Hopkins, Craig Coles, Craig Rogers, Damian Davis, Darren Bird, Darren Sant, Dave Jusen, David Barkham, David Finch, David Partington, and David Prescott. Hello to Dirk Rotsatz, Don McAllister from ScreencastsOnline.com, Enrico Stefan Schillo, Frederick Rovick, George Clargo, Jack Oakley, Jason Fan, Jeff Urbies, Jerry Allison, John Bailey, John Nodell, John Timmis, Juan Gonzalez, Ken Morris, Kevin Meyerson, Lars Dallager, and Lawrence D. Allen, Leszek Gzil, Louis Hopkin, Luke Cully, Marcel Lohman, Marcel Ward, Martin Croft, Matt Piccioni, or Piccioni, Matthew Ellis, Matthew Gruby, Maz Shah, Michael Pastroni, Mike Rogers, Mike Winter, Neil E. Roberts from SussexEVs.com, Paul Seeger Smith, Paul Stevenson, Pete Glass, Phil Mouchet, Philippe Calvé, Raj Badwell, Rajiv Narayan, Rene Schneider, Rod James, Rupert Mitchell, Sarah McCann, Scott Callahan, Seiki Payne, Steve John, Stuart Hanna, The Limousine Line in Sydney, Walter McVeigh, and Zach Hurst. Thank you for all of your support on Patreon. Well, there are 396 previous episodes of this podcast online for you to download anytime you want to, and the new ones are available if you hit subscribe in your podcast app, or even the audio goes on YouTube. Please do share this podcast with somebody who you think might get something out of it. You know, that kind of publicity is kind of my oxygen. I need to expand the show so we can tell more people about EVs. Yes, I'm just a publicity I was about to say a word then. I probably can't. This podcast is marked as clean. I'm just desperate for the publicity. If you want to say hi on the socials, you can by searching evnewsdaily.com. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.